You are listening to Real World News.
Palestinian voices, Palestinian residents affected by the Israeli apartheid speak up. A solidarity mission of Friends of the Earth International visited the village Jubel al-Div near Bethlehem to the south of the West Bank in Palestine. The community has no water and electricity, while the neighboring Israeli settlements enjoy those basic utilities. The Israeli military presence in the area implies many prohibitions to the Palestinian residents. In Jubel al-Div, there are nearly 200 people and 4,000 in the surrounding areas. Members of the Friends of the Earth International Executive Committee and International Secretariat from different countries, as well as members of the National Group Penguin Friends of the Earth Palestine, spoke with residents Amar Al-Wash and Adel Danu, both members of the Villages Council, and with Ahmad Alan, chair of the Palestinian Hydrology Group of Hebron, also the West Bank, of which Penguin is a member. You can listen to an excerpt of their conversation here.
Okay. Under the excuse of the that there is historical touristic. Yeah, the Israeli government is not allowing the Palestinians to go there.
Yeah.
And they bring the tourists, but yet the Palestinians are not allowed to go.
في تجمع برضه كمان في جنبه معسكر جيش منه لغادي يعني بعد الموقع الأثري هذا.
And there is a military base yet beyond as well.
هذول التجمع ضاق من عينه يعني تمدد بالبناء من عينهم يعني بالمرة يعني.
They're not allowed to construct. The Palestinians are not allowed to construct or build anything here because of the military base that's based over there.
في كمان تجمع محاذي الشارع الالتفافي لما نشكوا الشارع الالتفافي هذا 25 بيت. من مقر المجلس القروي يعني تاعنا.
امتى هدموه؟
هذا الحكي قبل حوالي 7 سنوات.
7 years ago the Israeli army destroyed 25 Palestinian homes over there to build another military base as well.
How often do they receive the visits of the soldiers here? I mean, it is.
No, بيج بدخل الجيش ولا؟
باستمرار.
Every day.
A day. يعني تقريبا معدل.
باستمرار يعني هم حجة أمن المستوطن هذول يعني إذا يعني أنا مرة جيت.
Excuse of protecting the settlement, the settlers. They come by any time.
Yeah.
يعني مرة جيت زيارة على مدير الصليب الدولي يعني ويجا أمن المستوطنة وقف السيارة تبعته من الطريق هاي بالترابية يعني.
تبعت
الصليب الأحمر. قاعد نص ساعة ومحجزنا هناك عبين متصلة بارتباط العسكري يعني.
Once he was with a colleague, with a representative from the Palestinian Crescent, and he went with her just over there, and the army came immediately and stopped him.
جابونا ثاني العائلة تركتنا.
Can I just clarify that I was so this is the thing that they couldn't cross?
Yes,
this one. Yes. And that's the one the case for this.
For this.
So that's from the settlement.
هذا شو قلنا؟
هذا مصنع كيماوي يعني بضايق أخرى للسكان هنا بتطلع ريحة مش كويسة.
It's a factory.
Compost.
Compost factory from settlement. For settlement.
For settlement.
Okay. So he's put it here to smell to you.
Yeah.
طبعا قدامي شويه يعني بعد التل هذه في 3 مستوطنات يعني
after the beyond it three settlements.
Okay.
Three big settlements.
You cannot see it.
Yes.
You can't see it in top the building.
Okay.
I think it's interesting.
المستوطنة هاي قيمتها 97. كهرباء، شوارع، منازل، يعني لا طلبوا منهم تنظيم هيكل. هي. لا تنظيم هيكلي ولا شيء. يعني آخر رد بالنسبة.
It was created in 1979.
يعني أجتها الكهرباء بسهولة.
It had electricity supply, water, whatever you want. It was all
شوارع، طرق. يعني القرية هاي من 25 القرية هاي من سنة 25 بلا كهرباء بلا ماء.
This village since for 20 since 1925 has no electricity, no water, etc. and no roads.
يعني الفاصل اللي بيننا وبين الكهرباء القطرية فقط عرض الشارع 3 متر. هاي الكهرباء وهاي بدون كهرباء.
Yeah, but there is the distance between the electricity, the supply of electricity, and between here is only 3 meters, and yet they have no electricity to the village.
والإنسان إنسان دم ولحم كل شيء بغض النظر أجنبي عربي.
Yeah, true.
I wanted to know about that legal case that you finally won yesterday. I mean,
a month ago.
Yeah. But how did you carry out that? I mean, who ruled? Who was the representative? I mean, it was something done by the village, by represented by a lawyer. I mean, how did you take it?
الأراضي عندهم طابوا في الأراضي. فقدموا للمحكمة المسألة.
The owners of the land of the they presented a طابو.
الطابو. ملكية الأرض.
ملكية الأرض.
ملكية.
You know the papers that certificate that this land belongs to them. They supplied this to the mayor.
للمحامي.
للمحامي. Sorry, to the lawyer. To a lawyer. They decided to supply it to a lawyer and then.
وقدمها للمحكمة الإسرائيلية.
And he represented it to the Israeli court.
وقعدوا فترة طويلة يعني.
13 سنوات. Okay.
وهم محاكم.
4 years.
4 years to the whole case.
Yes.
So it was a group case, I mean, with the different families.
Yes.
And do you think that it can create, a representative case or something that the Israeli government can take into account for more cases? I mean, you can say a precedent.
طبعاً هي تقدمت عن طريق منظمة يشدين الإسرائيلية.
It was
حركة
through.
سلام هي.
يشدين. It was represented by يشدين, a non-governmental.
منظمة سلام إسرائيلية.
It's a sort of non-governmental Israeli peace organization.
المحامي عنهم. المحامي حتى قدم الأوراق
على حسابهم يعني هذا مكلف.
So they employed the lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With their own money, with their own pocket money.
Yeah.
And then the Yeshadin,
which is an Israeli organization,
Israeli peace organization,
yeah,
also helped through the process.
Okay, good.
جت هذه المنظمة محام بس يعني هي ما هذول محام قرار محكم حاول الجيش المستوطنين معهم ويوم أجا المحامي شافوا قرار المحكمة استسلموا يعني فاتوا على جزء من الأرض.
مين فات؟
أصحاب الأرض.
بعد المحكمة
خلصت.
So
okay. So and what else do you do for a living here? I mean, you have the oil plantations. I guess you can have animals. What kind of activities they practice here?
للمعيشة إيش تعتمدوا؟
أنا بعتمدوا العمال بيطلعوا تهريب بيشتغلوا تهريب.
On labor, they go تهريب لوين؟ they go to Israel and work there.
Okay.
نغيب الواحد شهر شهرين.
They stay there for 1 month, 2 months.
برضو الزراعة كمان لها دور عنده ورعي الأغنام.
That's aside to the farming and all that.
Yeah.
Some of them go to Israel and work for a couple of months there too.
يعني ناس عايشين تحت خط الفقر ب 200 درهم.
Yes. They live under the line of poverty.
Yeah. And besides olives, what other kind of harvest they do here?
غير الزيتون ايش كمان في؟
قمح.
Wheat.
خفيف.
عشان الأمطار هذا ما بينجح يعني.
It doesn't really work for wheat because not lots of rain.
Yeah.
في أخرى كمان بيشتغلوا بمزارع الدجاج اللاحم يعني. شغل على الخفيف يعني. مش يعني في البيوت يعني ببقى الواحد ساكن هون وحاطين فوق. الناس بدهم يعيشوا. لأنه بس معوش لا حدا يبني مزرعة ولا.
Because the Israelis don't allow them to do the farms or build like a chicken farms. They're not. What can they do?
Yeah.
خلينا نروح على القرية جوا.
Okay. And go to the.
فرجيك المشاريع اللي صارت في القرية.
Okay. And show the project that has been undergoing now.
Okay. طبعا آخر مشروع للهيدروجينيين الفلسطينيين.
أكلم عن الغابة.
You were saying that there are 400 some people here, population,
in that village. 200. Around 200.
And 4,000 close.
All the village, villages around this village.
Yeah.
A cluster.
Okay. That's 4,000.
Yes, around the top.
هو بيحكي عدد سكان يعني لو مسموح لهم هان بيكون عدد سكان أكبر بس قاعدين بيطلعوا لبرا.
And the reason why they are only 200 because of the situation here, so they are all moving out.
Leaving. Yeah, of course.
That's
why.
How
do you do to leave? I mean, yes. I cannot understand.
You are listening to Real World News.